back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and we're back with the CBRE Edge. And you know what that means? That means we've got Arden Carson. Arden's a senior managing director for South Florida at CBRE. She's going to be on this week with our special guest, Olivia Ramos.
Ramos.
There you go. Got you going, didn't I? There we go. Now we're getting started. And Olivia is the CEO of DeepBlocks. They use artificial intelligence to help you do your real estate deal. Arden, welcome back.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. How about you?
Everything is great.
Started off. Is it looking good?
Yeah, looking good.
Awesome. I think you are looking good.
Started off today, kicking off the real estate workshop for the Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, high five.
Today. So real estate.
Well, that's great. So what was the Chamber talking about?
Goal setting conference, and I kicked off the real estate workshop.
We're staying on top of real estate. That's what it is.
South Florida's hot.
Lots of condos, lots of apartments, lots of good urban retail, and lots of good artificial intelligence to help us understand the market. Why don't you introduce our guests?
Sure, absolutely. So I am thrilled for our fifth episode of The Edge by CBRE to interview Olivia Ramos. And Olivia and I have known each other for a few years now.
Okay.
And in addition to my passion for Miami and real estate, I've also been very active in the startup space. And so when I met Olivia and learned about her software company, I got involved very quickly, and I've been an advisor, and wanted to share it on the edge.
Wow, it's really great. Really great. Olivia, welcome to the show. Arden, thank you so much for being here. Olivia, tell us a little bit about your company and what you do.
Sure. Thank you for having me, Arden and Jim. So DeepBlocks is combining all the different aspects of architecture, real estate analysis and valuation, and market data into a single centralized smart software. We're now live in over 1,000 cities. We're collecting a lot of data. The system's becoming smarter over time. And what it does is allows you to select a piece of land, and you can analyze and model any type of property use and any type of area. And it guides you on the zoning, and it guides you on the market. So you can see what is your highest return on cost for any particular option.
Wow, that's awesome. We'll talk after the show. I'm working on a deal I think you could help me on.
Arden.
She can help a lot of us.
I think so.
So let's talk about you, Olivia, first. So where did you grow up? Where did you go to college?
So I was born in Cuba. I came in 1993, and I went to high school at Design and Architecture Senior High. Then I got a bachelor's in architecture at University of Florida. And
Go Gators.
I got my master's in architecture from Columbia University.
What's their mascot, the Columbians? The Columbia, what are the Columbias?
I think they're the Bears, but we're not big in sports, so
that's
I'm not
okay.
Sure.
That's fair. That's fair. They play good baseball. I know they play baseball.
Powder blue is their color.
Yeah, I know that.
Yes.
That's a good one.
And I got a second master's in real estate development at the University of Miami.
And then you decided to go to work, huh?
And then I decided to go to work.
High five to you. I bet your parents were thrilled at that point.
Yes.
So you're combining all your skills into this new software package. And Arden, what do you find interesting about what she does?
Well, I love the fact that you can type in an address, go right to the site, and then model highest and best use. So as a developer, and I've been a developer, and I view myself as a developer, it's just such a great tool. And it's really simplifying the process. It's not the be-all, end-all. You still need a lot of the consultants that go into helping design a project. But it's a great way to sort of do a back-of-the-envelope return on costs and figure out profitability.
Well, I should introduce you to Andreas Sane. Sorry, never get that right. He's got the Real Estate Collaborative.
So I want to hear how you came up with the concept and what has been the biggest driver to its success so far.
Sure. So after graduating, I worked for brokers, for contractors, for architects, for developers, and try to get a feel for how the whole thing works. And then I worked for DARPA designing big data navigation software. So that was the sort of what got me into the technology, the big data. And through Singularity University, You have a question, Jim?
You got to say what DARPA is, because yes, not DARPA everybody knows, but I do.
It's the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. It's the experimental arm of the Department of Defense. They invented the internet.
Where all the good stuff comes out of.
A lot of good stuff comes out of there. So my design for big data navigation software got first place in innovation, and I got a sort of new love for using technology and big data to solve big global problems. And through Singularity University, which is a futurist institution in Silicon Valley, I was able to put a team together to bring AI into real estate and combine all the different pieces that are currently very fragmented into a single software.
Martin.
So what do you enjoy the most about working in this industry?
Well, I mean, everything we do has a repercussion on the future of our cities. So, and our cities mean how people live and, you know, where people spend their money, how people experience their lives. So what we want to do is optimize the way buildings are analyzed, so then hopefully has a better, more optimal process through construction, and maybe we can lower some of the cost of living and bring more affordable housing or bring more technology into resilience. It just brings space to allow for more optimization and innovation if you crunch all the numbers in the same software.
Yeah, it's an efficiency thing.
Yes.
That's fabulous.
In short, yes.
So tell us a little bit about some of your key mentors and people who have influenced you.
Absolutely. Well, Arden, you're definitely one of them. And
oh, softball.
Yeah. I paid her for that.
A dollar. I'm the best guy on the radio, too.
So no, it's totally true. And
I know it is.
So Arden, Avra Jain, Jeff Miller, Neil Jacobstein on the AI side. He's the chair of AI and robotics for Singularity University.
Shout out to Jeff Miller. Cool dude. Love Jeff.
Very cool dude.
Love Jeff.
So yeah, it's a great ecosystem here in Miami of real estate professionals that have been with us from the beginning to help us make sure that we're relevant and that we're really solving the pain points in the market.
Well, great. So tell us where you are right now in terms of your company evolution. I know you've been working on this for a little while, so I think that whole startup journey would be very interesting for some of the listeners.
So where we are right now.
And how you got there.
Yeah, so right now we have two products. It's really just a freemium version and a premium version. The first one tells people what they can build on any piece of land, which is great because they can see, for example, if a land has a building that's 10,000 square feet and they could build up to 80,000, they know that there's a development potential, as opposed to if the existing building is the same as the proposed FAR, that it's a building analysis, it's a renovation analysis. So that free tool tells people right away what would be the good strategy towards moving into that property. And then the premium version lets them model any use. They can model office versus hotel versus multifamily, change all the different unit mixes, and very quickly see which one has the highest return on cost.
So how about this? How about where places are hit by disaster, like Baker County in the Panhandle or something, where they've got a total clean slate?
That's interesting.
Yeah. Wouldn't you be able to help them vision a redevelopment and perhaps make it the most efficient design possible? I know who would want to know about this.
Absolutely. So right now you can combine parcels and model entire sections of a city. And in the cities that we have the zoning information, you can model the whole thing and see what would be your total buildable opportunity. You could do that as well. What's happening right now with the opportunity zone. So we can give you all the pieces of land that are developable, and you could get all the potential development square feet in an instant.
Did I just say, oh my God, and como no, for the people that don't understand, oh my God? Arden, keep going. Every time you ask a question, we're getting deeper into this fabulous stuff.
Well, I think what also is very interesting is the way that you've gone about obtaining data with crowdsourcing, and then all the cities where you can actually utilize this software.
Crowdsourcing? Oh my
yes.
God,
so the different ways that we're crowdsourcing is, one, we're collaborating with architects in different cities. It's an exponential way. And a way to build partnerships across all thousands of cities to bring in their zoning information, and in exchange, then they become the representatives of their city. And also, every time people are interacting with the software, the AI is learning from those interactions so that we can begin to see on a parcel level what is the development, which requires very little manpower on our side to get a lot of information.
It's tremendous. So what you're really doing is you're mining some of the best minds in the country and having them contribute and collaborate with you.
Yes.
That's tremendous.
But not only in the U.S.,
oh,
abroad as well, globally.
Oh, my God.
Yes, we have a pilot in Panama City right now, and in a couple of weeks we'll be able to have functionality in every city around the world.
Okay, I'm dumbfounded. We're going to take a break because I got to get my self back together after all that. I mean, my gosh, we're breaking new ground here. Arden can't stop smiling, and neither. Oh, this is just great. So, Wanda, take it away. We'll be right back with more information on how you can make your life better in 30 seconds with this lady back after this.
Something's going on that's not quite clear.
Somebody turn on the light.
Yeah, we're gonna have a party. It's starting tonight.
Whoa. Oh yeah, I love dancing on the ceiling. It's amazing. I defy gravity all the time. Hey, you could defy gravity too. You should buy your car at Warren Henry. You know, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's all you have to check out. Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti and Jaguar up in Gainesville. They've got Audi and Key West. Well, they sell them all down there. What do they all have in common? Well, they're all great cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage, and that's complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel protection, key replacement, guaranteed purchase offer, and my favorite, the 72-hour value exchange. If you don't like the car, well, you can just give it back. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry, back to the ceiling.
Jim Freed and Wanda Miles.
Mark is my technically stepdad, but really my dad.
This is my wonderful stepdad, Randy. It feels like he's been around forever.
This is my lovely stepdad of 28 years now. I should say just dad at this point.
I didn't really have like a close relationship with my like actual dad, so when I met Mark, I was like, oh, this is like what a dad is.
When I met Paul 28 years ago, I was a fiery little a brat.
You said it, not me. As a stepfather, you know, you have boundaries, and you know, the relationship, like, it develops over time, and I just took things, you know, day by day, and you know, we grew as a family.
On 880,
that's the biz of the operation. Oh, it is me. I'm the brains of the operation. Sometimes that's when you're looking to do a real estate deal. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Need a creative solution? I bring 35 years of my creativity to the table, done some of the biggest deals in town. Call me at 305-773-6300 if you want to hear what I've done and how I can help you and your family maximize the value of your real estate. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business, voted one of the top 10 social media influencers for real estate. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
Thank you, Wanda, and thank you to the Content Funnel for that award. We're here with the Real Estate Edge. We've got my good friend, Arden Carson, who's the senior person at CBRE here in South Florida. And Arden, why don't you tell us who our guest is today?
Our guest is Olivia Ramos, and she's the founder and CEO of DeepBlocks.
What is DeepBlocks, Olivia?
DeepBlocks is an artificial intelligence software that models real estate, including both architecture and financial.
You got trained at DARPA. You're on the dark side.
Yeah.
You're a smart lady. Okay, Arden, so how are we going to use our DARPA executive over here to help us make money? Well, see, I'm never going to let you live that down.
No.
Secret agent girl.
Well, I think what I'd like to hear Olivia tell us is how can people take a drive on DeepBlocks?
Oh, that's awesome. Tell me.
Sure. So through our website, deepblocks.com, you can do the freemium and test any property in 1,000 cities and do a 14-day trial on the modeling software. And then it's only $18 a month to model unlimited number of real estates.
I got to tell you, the kids must love doing this at the universities. Do you make this available to the students?
Yes, we actually have a student discount. They just have to get in touch with us. Yes.
Oh, hey, all you students out there, make sure you execute this discount. You can drive everywhere. You know, one time I drove all the major arterial roadways in the major cities of Florida. That was before I had to do it on meets and bounds, find the owners. Yes, I'm an old man. Arden, what else should we be doing here with this artificial intelligence?
Well, I want to talk a little bit about Olivia's management style.
I think that's important. She's a woman. She's a founder of a company. She's building a company. How are you doing that?
And she's trying to raise money. So I think that's really interesting. So
be careful. FINRA might be listening.
I'm telling you. So why don't you tell us a little bit about your leadership style and what's important and how you motivate people? And yeah.
Sure. So first and foremost, I have the most amazing team. Everyone is just extremely intelligent. Everyone brings solutions to the table, and that's an important thing. You have to give everybody a voice and not put a ceiling on anybody. So if they want to do more, you have to let your team do whatever they think is going to be best for the company. And if there are mistakes, then we all learn from the mistakes. And everyone in the team right now has just the most amazing ideas and is spreading the software and bringing more things to the software that are very valuable from the engineering perspective, the AI perspective, and the market as well.
So it sounds like your management style is open and freestyle, sort of like the way your artificial intelligence learns. Fabulous. So, yeah. I think that's a great parallel. That's wonderful.
So I suspect that the days are really long, and I know you and I have talked a little bit about taking some breaks and clearing your mind. So how does that work? How have you incorporated mindfulness into your daily routine?
Yes. So as you know, I do three sessions of meditation a day. In the morning and after lunch and at night. There are members of the team that also meditate. Everyone's pretty much stays 8 or 9 hours a day and goes home after that. And we encourage vacation time so that you can, you know, not burn out. So we have a pretty healthy culture, and we try to keep that intact.
Yeah, burnout is a big problem when you're working hard and trying to do the founding. And I think if you feel like everybody's pulling together, that it's real important. And I totally believe in mindfulness. I have a lot of stress reduction methodologies I use all the time, just not doing my radio show.
So as a successful creative entrepreneur, what is your advice to someone who wants to launch their own business?
Launch as soon as possible and test the market and get your feedback from your potential customers and build only the things that are bringing value to your customers. And that's been said a lot lately, but I think it's really hard to do.
How do you know what your customers are valuing?
So we have tons of feedback opportunities in our software and in our website, and we get a lot of feedback from our customers on things they want, things that they don't understand, and we're continuously fixing and adding those features. Everything we've built in the last 6 months has been directly from our customer feedback.
I would think that your company naturally is demonstrating what your programs do. You're learning with feedback.
Yep.
Fabulous.
So given the fact that I'm an ex-banker.
That you are.
You're involved in financing as well, Jim.
Yes.
We would love to hear about your whole fundraising adventure.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Tell us all about
who
that.
Who are your investors and how does that work? And talk to us a little bit about seed capital versus VC. And
excellent.
PropTech is
excellent.
Really
yeah.
in vogue right now.
That's
and
great.
What does all that mean?
That's great.
Sure. So we've raised two seed rounds. We're now raising a third seed round. What that means is a convertible safe note. It's not an equity round. And the first seed was led by Singularity University, which gave us a lot of credibility. Triggered a few other VCs. And I also tapped into our network of real estate developers here in Miami, and they supported the idea. The second seed as well, about half of the investors came into the second seed, and that's a good validation as well. And the third seed is now just got started about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, when I go to all these property technology meetings, I found that the most effective ones are ones that are aligned with real estate companies that have real estate companies that invest in them. So are you working closely with any of the big real estate opcos yet?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm working close with Arden to make sure that we're providing the best possible solutions for brokers, working with Abra Jane, who's telling me exactly what the developers need to filter through 50 properties and 50 options. And so little by little, we're tweaking to make sure that we're bringing a very focused value proposition.
Arden, what is the value proposition that they present to CBRE?
Well, I am convinced that DeepBlocks can help our brokers in several different ways. We are asked to do a lot of broker opinions of value, and so to be able to quickly kind of see a highest and best use scenario, I think that that's going to save a lot of time and money for our brokers. You can go. Okay. Yeah. The other place where I see this tool being very valuable is with our appraisal group. And so we've been making some introductions with our digital and technology teams. And DeepBlocks is in its very early stages of launching and figuring out the product and customer. But we truly believe that it has legs.
Yeah, I had a bunch of PhD level appraisal courses. It sounds like you're getting ready to put out of business a whole bunch of appraisals, because all they do is send me a bunch of canned information and take the comps, put them in there, and explain them to me. So I got to believe that you could teach a machine to... Oh, God, did I really just say that?
Well, what we're doing is we're making appraisers do a lot, valuations a lot faster.
Better way to say it.
Yes. And we're doing that across the board. So architects can do feasibility studies a lot faster. Brokers can...
The F word, feasibility.
Feasibility, site analysis, all of these things can be done. When it used to take 3 to 6 weeks, it could be done in a couple of minutes.
$25,000.
Yeah, I remember back in the day when I was working with Related, and we would look at a site and try to figure out what the highest and best use was, and met with the architect and did massing plans, and it would take many iterations, many 100%. Days, weeks to
it's
really
geometry.
Get the information.
Geometry, how does it work? How does it, and your thing can just go like that?
Yeah, it provides the 3D model and the financial model integrated.
Go pull it up right now, dblocks.com. Go type in an address, you will see.
I kind of looked already.
Okay.
I'm asking loaded questions here. I know what's going on. I'm going to be getting together with Olivia after this. We're going to talk. I've got a lot of good things that I'm going to want to try to do with you. Do some demo stuff too. But Arden, we're running out of time. I know you got a whole bunch of questions, and I just keep talking.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you one question, then we're going to get to our extra quick rapid-fire question.
My
last question about fundraising is, with the focus on prop tech, and actually CBRE released a research report today, a market flash, which I thought was very coincidental. I did not, was not behind this, but it actually said that VC prop tech funding has grown from $20 million in 2008 to $4 billion in 2018. I mean, that's phenomenal. How do you really differentiate yourself, and what's going to be your proposition when you go and reach out to the VC world?
That's a great question. So the VC world is looking for metrics, and we have amazing metrics. So we're already in 1,000 and over 1,000 cities, and we're collecting a lot of data. And we're growing our user base. So VCs are waiting for us to get to a certain monthly recurring revenue to come in. And we have about 12 VCs that are waiting for that metric. The current fundraising round is for family offices and opportunity zone funds that want to get in, or real estate developers that want to get in before the VCs come in on the Series A, because they tend to sort of push everybody out and bring really big checks. So right now we're giving an opportunity for smaller investors to come in before we get to the metrics where VCs are going to come in.
I would think that having a real estate opco or two in there as one of your investors would really be something that the VCs would be interested in, because it's a built-in demand.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, that's great. Well, if people want to get information about your firm, how do they do that? They want to talk to you? How do they want to get a hold of you?
Olivia@deepblocks.com.
Okay, I just want to make sure, because you're asking. Now we got to tell them how to find you. Yes. Arden, okay. Let's do that lightning round.
Okay, my lightning round, rapid fire. What are you reading right now?
I am reading on writing well. I am learning how to write nonfiction. It's a way to clear my mind.
Oh, okay.
Beautiful. That's fabulous.
Are you an early bird or a night owl?
Early bird, for sure.
All right. Favorite TV show?
Oof, The OA.
Oh, okay. Pizza or pasta?
Pizza.
And favorite restaurant? It can be in Miami or anywhere in the world.
Loba Restaurant, for sure.
Okay. Anything to do with family?
A little bit.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Jim.
Wow, Arden, this was tremendous. Can you beat this? You got to bring somebody better next time. I don't know that you can do that.
I have a great list of potential
candidates. Oh, my God. This is fabulous. And the smile, my gosh, it lights it up. I don't need any. I want to thank you so much for coming, Olivia. I really do look forward to working with you and talking to you. I am working on a project that I am going to want to put through your little test there. And then maybe we have you back and talk about it, and we can use it as a case study. Arden, thank you as always. The real edge at CBRE in this town is you.
And you.
Okay.
All of us in this room.
Oh, my gosh. Now I am blushing. All right. Well, listen, I want to thank everybody, especially I want to thank your team. Let's give a shout out to your team. Who you want to give a shout out to on your team?
Brenda Figueroa. She is here today.
All right. So, well, how about Cecile? I've been working with Cecile, too.
She's fantastic as well.
So who else we
got
here?
Jennifer Jin, and we have Paul Weimer.
So, oh, this is great.
Yeah, they all came to support CBRE.
Well, they are supporting. And boy, okay, I want to thank you all so much. Arden, thank you so much.